Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me today is Daniel.
Hi Emma, I see you have an exciting story to share with us today.
I sure do, Daniel. Let me start by saying it's all about the growing connection between the aerospace industry and the world of esports.
Oh really? I thought this would be about an aerospace innovation.
It is, in a way. You see, the story is about Jack Cowie, a former Burnley College student who now works with a leading simulator company and the Williams F1 team.
Wait, how does that connect to aerospace?
Great question, Daniel. The simulators used in esports are very similar to the flight simulators used in aerospace training.
Right, yeah, I get it now. So Jack is using the same kind of high-tech equipment we use in our industry.
Exactly. And this is part of a growing trend where the skills and technologies from the aerospace sector are being applied to other industries.
That is so cool. So Jack is getting to travel the world, right?
He sure is, from London to Miami, and even to Sweden for events like DreamHack Winter.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing opportunity.
It really is, and it's not just about the travel. Jack is also introducing people to sim racing and helping them understand how it works.
So what does he actually do at these events?
He sets up the racing rigs, teaches people how to use them, and demonstrates how to drive an F1 car.
That sounds like a lot of work. What's his official role?
He's an event technician, but it involves much more than just setting up equipment.
Right, so he's also promoting the brand at these events.
Yes, and at one event, it was a private party by a large crypto company. People were really interested in what they did, and there was even an F1 car on the lawn.
That's quite a sight. So what's the connection between Burnley College and Williams F1?
Burnley College prides itself on forging links with big names in the industry. Williams F1 and Sim staff are prime examples.
And Jack was part of that?
Yes, while at Burnley College, Jack took advantage of their partnership with Burnley FC's esports team.
So he was running the game zone at Turf Moor on match days?
He also ran a 24-hour esports team for charity.
Wow, that's dedication. What does his lecturer say about him?
Andrew Chapman, the esports lecturer, says Jack is a standout student who's willing to take on any task and lead on any project.
That's great to hear. And what does he think about the future of esports?
Well, Jack's story shows that esports is growing rapidly and becoming a serious career option.
I can see that. And it's all thanks to the connections Burnley College has made.
Yes, so if anyone is interested in getting into esports, Burnley College offers post-GCSE courses to help them start their journey.
That's really exciting. So the aerospace industry is finding new ways to connect with other tech industries.
Exactly, and stories like Jack's show how these connections can lead to amazing opportunities.
Thanks for sharing this story with us, Emma.
You're welcome, Daniel. And remember to check out the link in the show notes to learn more about Burnley College's esports courses.
That's a great resource for anyone interested in this field.
And that's all for today's episode of the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to tune in next time for more updates from the aerospace world.
And remember, the future of aerospace is being shaped right here in the Northwest.
Goodbye and stay tuned.